Jennifer O'Connell joins us. The friend in your pocket, Jennifer O'Connell.
I know, isn't that just a brilliant philosophy?
What else do they call it? The going away fund.
It's your running away money.
Running away money, yeah. Yes. No.
I could see Amy Huberman and maybe Cillian Murphy there, I was thinking. What do you think?
In
he
that.
Could be the doctor, oh, yes. And she could be Annie.
Yes. Now, yesterday we mentioned your article, your column from Saturday's Irish Times. Housework is the big, hairy, sexist elephant in the room.
Yes.
We got a huge reaction to it, so we said we'd invite you in. Just remind people what you wrote and what you said.
Yeah, and I didn't expect it to be a very controversial column. I simply said that in households where two people work full time, as so many of us do now, a lot of us are dual income households, the workload at home, the domestic workload should be split 50-50. And, you know, I'm not saying that like 50-50 on every single task. I do half an hour of hoovering and then I hand you the hoover and you do the other half an hour. And that's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, and not even necessarily on every week, because there might be one week when I'm busy and my husband does a bit more. And then the following week he might be traveling and I do everything. But in general, roughly, it should be split fairly equally down the middle. And the statistics suggest that that is just not the case, that Irish men are falling short. The most recent statistics we have across the EU are 2017, which is fairly recent. And I found that 90% of Irish women do an hour a day of cooking and housework compared to just under 50% of men.
Right.
So they're not doing their
We're not pulling our weight
They're not stepping up to the plate. And I think in a way, you know, it's the last big frontier that's holding women back. And it's something we don't talk about enough. There's other data. The Irish Times had some data recently from Behaviour and Analysis, which I didn't quote in my piece, but it was interesting as well, which said that who's the main grocery shopper in the house? 62% of women said they were the main grocery shopper and 16% of men.
Now, can I say, I mentioned this yesterday as well, because Jenny's aunt was up the other day and I was doing the cooking and she commented,
she said, aren't
Jenny,
you great?
Aren't you great?
Having him well trained,
no,
Jenny.
She said, aren't you very lucky to have a man who cooks? And you allude to this in the article, that men who do any little bit of thing get loads of praise.
Yeah, they get so much praise. And I think that's, like, in a way that's nice from the older generation, but I don't think that women my age and younger should be saying, I'm so lucky, I'm like hashtag blessed because he gave me a lion, or my pet hate, as I say in the article, is he's babysitting the kids.
Yeah.
No, you can't babysit your own kids.
You mind them.
You know, my own husband is a very good cook. And he would do all of the cooking at home, but I would do all of the cleaning. That said, because we both work full time, we have an amazing childminder who will cook during the week for the kids. So it's not a 7 day a week thing currently. But that's how we split it up. But I get an awful lot of, aren't you very lucky? And haven't you well trained? And isn't he great? And I think we need to stop doing that, because that gratitude suggests that it is the woman's job to delegate, and the domestic realm is very much the woman's territory. And that's just not the case anymore.
And we're going beyond the call of duty by doing our little bit.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things I want to ask you about. Better than your fathers, and you're saying the bar was very low. I said that yesterday as well, that, you know, previous generations, very little was expected of them and they delivered.
Yeah.
Now, there has been a shift.
But
you're saying
shift,
that the shift hasn't been enough.
I think the shift has been in certain parts of parenting and being mostly around the kids, actually. I think that men, most of the men of my age and my generation and even older, are amazing with their kids. They're really hands on. They're really tuned into their psychological needs, their emotional needs, their intellectual needs. They'll bring them places and they do a lot for their kids. But it's in the other stuff. It's in the boring daily drudging, wiping, cleaning, mopping, hoovering, brushing, ironing. That's where they're falling down. You know, so they do the kind of the high glory bits.
You know, there's an evolutionary theory that says that men don't see dirt the same way as women.
Made up by a male evolutionist, I'm sure. This just makes me laugh so much. Or women who go, oh, like, I can't let him do it because I just have to go around and redo it. I mean, none of us came out of the womb with a Dettol spray in our right hand, you know, and knowing how to clean a bathroom. There's no special skill set required.
Yeah.
And I also bet there's nobody out there who wakes up in the morning and goes, yippee, I've got bathrooms to clean and ironing to do. You know, nobody likes it and nobody is better designed to do it.
Somebody was asking yesterday, are there any men listening who are in the parents' WhatsApp group?
Good question.
Because that's the, isn't that?
Are you in any parents' WhatsApp?
No, I am not. No, I am not.
I have to say that my own husband, James, is in some of the parents. Yeah,
okay.
He's in the ones around the interests that he would look after. So more the scouting, sailing kind of end of things.
Because women seem to be responsible for the administration of the household.
Yes, and that's another thing. I didn't get into that so much in the article, but I've had so many responses since I wrote this. And about, I'd say roughly about, I was looking at them because I knew I was coming in to talk to you. About 60% were from women going, thank you for saying this. It needed to be said. And quite a few of them were pointing out to me that there's this thing called the mental load, which is the emotional and psychological burden of having to remember, you know, who needs new shoes, who's got a birthday party this Saturday, who's got an activity on Monday night, who might need money for the school trip, all of that kind of thing. And that's like, that's a huge drain. It's kind of tiring trying to keep all that in your head. And typically it seems to be women who take that on, and men sort of, they wait to be delegated to.
Mm. And you also talk about the second shift. So you people, women who work full time, then they come home, they have to do that's like a second job.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that that term has kind of evolved and it's gone mainstream, because I think it's really important to recognise that this is the reality of life for a lot of women now who have to work full time because they can't afford the rent or they can't afford the mortgage if they don't. And maybe they love their jobs and they want to work full time. But then to go home at the end of the day at 6 o'clock, try and spend a bit of time with your kids. When the kids have gone to bed at 8 o'clock, you're facing into cleaning the house, doing the ironing, prepping the meals, prepping the school lunch boxes and everything. So that has become recognised as the second shift.
Yeah, you say in the article, and I've read this before somewhere, that it'll take 75 years before we reach a balance.
Before men are doing 50% of the domestic work if we keep going at current rates. And that's really scary because this is the case all over the world. It's not just in... Irish men are actually fairly average in the EU, and even the very best country, which is, guess...
I'd say Denmark or Sweden, some Scandinavian country.
But even in Sweden, the wonderful Swedes that we're always hearing about how enlightened they are, 73% of women do daily housework and only 56% of men. So it's still quite unequal there. And there are loads of studies in the US to show, there's one, my particular favourite is one which found that fathers who have demanding jobs who have wives who do more childcare, which stands to reason, while mothers who have demanding jobs have husbands who sleep more and watch more TV.
Right. So what do you want to happen?
I just think that, first of all, I think two things need to happen. Men just need to step up to the plate, right? And, you know, I got in so much trouble on Twitter over the weekend for saying men need to step up to the plate, because apparently I should have said some men need to step up to the plate. But all men, the plate is there and I want all men stepping up to it. But I also think women...
Put it in the dishwasher.
Put it in the dishwasher and then take it out of the dishwasher afterwards. But I also think that women are guilty of infantilizing their partners a little bit and kind of telling him what to do and... saying that they have to go around after him and redo it all. I think we need to stop doing that. And we also need to stop being overly grateful.
And is there anything in maybe the theory that women think they're better at than men?
Oh, listen, absolutely. We've all been socialised the same way. And most of us grew up in households where there was a parent at home and it was our mum or our mother was at home. Like even of my generation, very few of my friends would have had a mum who was out at work full time anyway. So, you know, we've all grown up with these gender divides, but they no longer reflect the reality of our lives. And I think in some ways, modern marriage, it's not fit for purpose anymore. We need to really look at how it works. And there is good news, which I quoted at the end of my article, which is that egalitarian relationships have more sex. So if the prospect of a fairer distribution of labour isn't enough, you know, there's always that carrot.
Yeah. The negative reaction was from men, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I had sort of about 60% of the response was from women who were going, yeah, great, thanks for saying it. About 10% was from men who were going, great, thanks for saying it. And some of them were saying, yeah, this does apply to me and I'll take it. I'll take my should do better report card on the chin. And some of them were saying it doesn't apply to me, but they were glad to see it. But then there was about 30% from men that were really nasty, vitriolic, really angry, and, you know, in some cases quite abusive, just at the suggestion that they should be doing 50% of the housework. They were calling me a liar. They were saying my husband should shut me up, apparently, and you know, worse, quite offensive language used at me as well. I mean, look, I have a fairly thick skin and I'm used to things being controversial, but this one I did not expect to be controversial.
They're from a different age. I work with my husband and every evening he makes the most amazing lunches, but invariably every day our colleagues assume I've made it and tell him he's so well looked after. We split our jobs 50-50. He does Hoover and I do mow the lawn, says Mairead. I'm 40, work full time with a lady who's 60. She literally thinks I'm the worst in the world because I don't think my husband is wonderful for doing his share of the cooking, cleaning, washing, etc. She thinks I'm terrible for not doing his washing and ironing. He did his own before I met him, so why would I start? I would say we're 60-40 in regards to the kids' activities. So it is a generational thing, isn't it? I think that's...
It's a generational thing. And I think the message for our generation, because our kids are around the same age, is we need to be modelling the behaviour that we want them to go out into the world. And so it, what better excuse, you know, and reason to step up to the plate than to know that you're doing a good thing for your son. And I remember when my little fellow was 3 or 4, he wanted to get a kitchen like Daddy's kitchen, which I think is just, it's brilliant, you know. And my kids would wonder sometimes why I am in Daddy's kitchen and why I have Daddy's saucepan in my hands.
While your guest was yapping, I got the bathrooms cleaned. Man from Cork.
Good man.
Well done, you. It should be split, but it's not. My son-in-law does not pull his weight in the house. He will not do the shopping, even if there's no food in the house. You see, I get it when I do the shopping. You know, and I'm there to check out, and inevitably it's women of a certain age, and they go, "Oh, aren't you great? Look at you doing the shopping," which I quite enjoy.
Yeah, you quite enjoy it. Yes. I always remember when we lived in the States, I was freelancing, and the only day that I could work that I didn't have the kids was Sunday, so my husband always had to take the kids off. And the amount of glory that was heaped on him, and the amount of passive aggressive commentary that I used to get about my friends would say to me, "Oh, we think you're hilarious with your Sunday lions."
Yeah. Ray, is my wife going to cut the grass or wash the paths or DIY? I think not. Get with reality, women.
Can I say something about those?
We've run out of time. Sorry, I shouldn't have left the last word to him. Yeah. Jennifer Collin, thank you very much. We'll talk soon. That's it from us, Mary Wilson.